Be'ezras Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Yud Beis is an extension of a dvar halacha that we elaborate upon in detail in the third perek in discussing the halachos of Muktzah. However, we did not elaborate how it relates to the Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis, our daf in Maseches Shabbos, and it is a profound and important machlokas, so I would like to flesh it out from our Gemara again. There is a big machlokas, a world machlokas, between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, whether a davar hamuktza moved by one's leg on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Ches, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, points out that even though the halachi is that one is not allowed to be metalto muktza directly, nevertheless, there is one instance where one is allowed to move a davar hamuktza, and that is if one is metalto muktza begufo. And that means, as the Bar Halacha describes in Simon Reish Samach Vov, Sif Yugimel Dibar Maskel Pen, that if a person has a wallet that he left on the floor, he is allowed to kick it to a corner where it will be seen. And in general, muktza can be moved, according to the Mishnah Berurah, with one's body. As we discussed, the Chazon Ish strongly disagrees. In Simen Mem Zayin Sifkaten Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, and we've elaborated a lot on the sheet in the Chazon Ish, both in the Halacha from the Daily Daf, as well as in the Hilchos Muktza Shiurim in the Grus Kolo, we saw, and we repeat again from the beginning, Chazon Ish disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, and he holds that there is no difference between moving with one's leg or moving with one's hand. And the fact that Chazal allow what is referred to tiltul min hatzad does not mean that it is mutter to move directly with one's body. In fact, we're going to have later on the Gemara describing someone being able to go to sleep on straw and the straw being moved from his body, by his body. So the Chazon Ish says there the individual is not intentionally moving the straw with the body. He's laying down and memela the straw is being moved. However, if his focus, his objective, his intention by using his gross motor skills is to move the object, then it doesn't matter whether he's moving it with his foot or he's moving it with his hand. This is a very large halacha lemaisa machlokis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. In fact, in the halacha from the Daily Daf, where we discussed this machlokis, we even discussed our discussion with Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita on this topic. However, now let us, for the first time, see how the Chazon Ish brings a raya from our Gemara and the response of our Rebbe's Rebbe to the Chazon Ish on this Gemara. Our Gemara had told us that Abaye was standing in front of Rav Yosef in the Chazon Ish, and his strap of his shoe had been broken, and Rav Yosef said, "You can't do anything." Asks the Chazon Ish, "What do you mean that he's stuck? What do you mean you can't do anything? Why doesn't he just continue wearing the sandal on his foot? And there's no problem for him to move it with his foot." The fact that we said that if the sandal is muktza, you can no longer move it with your foot, shows us that the Mishnah Berurah is incorrect, says the Chazon Ish, in saying that one can be metaltel begufa. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah is not the first one to say it. In Purim, we showed that this is a sheet of the Magen Avram as well. Lechura, this is a bomb kasha on the sheet of the Magen Avram, as the Chazon Ish asks in Simin Mem Zayin Sivkoton Yud Gimel. However, as the beauty of Melchamta Shel Torah, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, as quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, as well as in the Tshuvas itself, in Mincha Shlomo, Shalos Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Yudalid, responded beautifully in kind, where Rav Shlomo Zalman gave a beautiful teretz. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when did the Gemara prohibits one to be metalta with one's foot, when it is not the normal way for one to camp with one's foot. To use that object with one's foot, you don't move a wallet around normally with your foot. You use it by putting it in your hand, by putting it in your pocket. But people don't transport wallets on their feet. There's one exception. A shoe or a sandal, that's the derech to be metaltalit. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham were not saying that you can move everything with your foot. Rather, you can move everything with a foot, provided by the fact that it's not the normal way to be metaltal. Once you're being metaltal in the abnormal way, so then in such a case, it would be permissible. However, our Gemara was talking about the sandal of the shoe muktzah, and it can't be transported because that's its there. What a beautiful defense by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. It's for this reason Rav Neman Sal adds beautifully in his Ha'aris to the Mishnah Berurah on that Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Gimel that if a soccer ball would be muktzah on Shabbos, then in such a case, even the Mishnah Berurah would agree you can't kick it. Why? Beautifully, based on what our Rebbe's Rebbe said, what Rav Shlomo Zalman had said, that when it comes to the heter of tiltal begufo, that's only when it's not the derech. The normal way to transport a soccer ball is to kick it. Hence, in instances where the soccer ball is muktza, some claim that balls are always muktza, others disagree, but in an instance, Rav Neman Sal's lashon is imhu muktza, if it would be muktza, so then, in such a case, the halacha would be that one would not allow to kick it, even though the Mishnah Berurah said it mutter, because the soccer ball will not be like the sandal in the Gemara on Kuf Yud. This concludes the beautiful yesod of Hilchos Muktzah of Tiltul Begufo as emerges from our beautiful Gemara.